So I saw you guys up here beat Wofford last year. Things are going up, and then the wheels kind of came out last year. But
yeah, the wheels came off, and the axle broke, one or the other. I was just telling them, came back and played pretty good in that ball game. And we had a pretty tough non-conference schedule. And we got there to open base and then got it back to 4-3. And then, didn't perform well down the stretch, and we didn't finish ball games. And we didn't do the little things that teams do if they want to win in our league. Our league's gained a lot of ground. And as far as, personnel and the coaching and all that, but, the teams that are having success, at that point, you got to start moving forward. And there were several things. Offensively, we really struggled. For lack of no other words, we lost our run game, weren't able to run the football effectively, which took a play-action pass away. We became a drop-back football team, and then we became a pretty easy target. We had a lot of negative plays. So our emphasis has been, work on the run game. Make sure you can run the football so that you can go when you want to, not every down. So that's something we really had to do. And the other thing that stood out, in 2013, when we finished pretty strong, our kicking game improved each week. But our kicking game kind of leveled off. We didn't see our kids really improve, and it might have been because of some injuries. We had to start to play a lot of our second line guys on defense because we lost so many defensively. And that took a little bit of wind out of our sail with our kicking game. So I think the win and finish strong, the kicking game's got to improve every week. Defensively, we were kind of middle of the pack, not where we had been the year before. And I think, we showed some immaturity in spots. And I'm hoping that some of those guys that were young and were forced to play, it'll prove to play to our advantage this year defensively. We do have a whole bunch of guys that played. Now can they show, all right, coach, I've improved, and now I'm ready to make all the plays. That's to be determined.
Defensively, OJ was just named Defensive Preseason Player of the Year.
Was he?
Yeah. Discuss his talent and having that base to build your defense around.
Well, if you're going to play a lot of defense, you better have a nose guard that can play. And we've been fortunate. We inherited OJ. He was there when we got there, and our defense fits him, what he does best. He can two-gap in there and handle the middle of the offensive line. So, to have him start with and then have a lot of guys that played last year come back to play behind him. And I really think more than that, I think defensively we got a little depth. If we stay healthy, we're going to be able to play a lot of kids. And, even those guys need a break now and again. So I'm hoping that depth will pay off, even though he's a frontline guy.
Who's going to be the quarterback?
Well, we had to play today. We got a choice of three. We got a true sophomore, a redshirt sophomore, and a true freshman. Tyrell Maxwell is a kid out of Edisto, South Carolina. We played him in every game we could last year, a series or cleanup or whatever. We made sure we scripted in plays. He's had a good offseason. He's more athletic than Lucas was. He's a runner. He's working on his passing. He's got a lot of polish he needs to do there. He's not the thrower Lucas was. But he would be our guy for starting tonight, and then we'd bring those other guys along and may have to do it by committee. But right now he'd be the guy. If he can sustain it and get better, then he can make a lot of plays for you. But, he's got a lot of head knowledge. It was that game experience in there.
As this conference has gotten better throughout the conference, all the teams are still chasing those top two.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
What has to change for it to take on a different complexion?
Well, I think, what – as bad as you hate to say it, you got to be a little patient. Everything's a process. And, the process has been pretty quick for Joe and Turner and their schools. They got fine young men. But, you see several things. They're able to do the things I think you got to do to win. Both those teams are able to run football. Both those teams are pretty mean on defense. And like I said, the special teams, they continue to improve as the year goes. Both those teams, I guess, stay fairly healthy. But they improve down the stretch as opposed to leveling off. And I think they do that through fundamentals. I think they've been able to retain the guys that have been loyal to them and been able to play. They haven't had a lot of turnover. And then, they're to a point where, for instance, they graduated tailback 2 years ago, playing in the National Football League. And now I'm looking at the veteran preseason All-American tailback, and Joe's got him. He was a first-year guy. But when I look on those rosters, they're redshirt and other players. And we're to a point right now. Those 18 we signed, they're in summer school, summer two. they're the best ones we still got to put. So you got to work to, you know, get your program in position where you can season those guys, get them redshirted, and then I think that's the key to building a program that we'll be proud of. That's what I see out of those guys. That's why we're chasing them now. The other teams have to answer for themselves.
Sure. Thank you, Coach.